With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump ordering his border czar to oversee the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. He also says he's now on a similar wavelength as Governor Tim Walz after a second fatal shooting by federal immigration officers. In the meantime, Walz apparently still doesn't quite understand why federal troops are in his state.
My question is, what's the plan, Donald Trump? What is the plan? What do we need to do to get these federal agents out of our state? You thought fear, violence, and chaos is what you wanted from us, and you clearly underestimated the people of this state and nation.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
This tragedy occurred as a result of a deliberate and hostile resistance by Democrat leaders in Minnesota. For weeks, Governor Walz and the mayor, Jacob Frey, and other elected Democrats were spreading lies about federal law enforcement officers who are risking their lives daily to remove the worst criminal illegal aliens from our streets.
In the meantime, the state of Minnesota and cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul seeking a temporary restraining order in their suit against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and other Trump administration officials, arguing the influx of thousands of immigration agents to the state has caused tremendous damage. And on Capitol Hill, several Democrats are now mulling over an idea of impeaching Noem. The Northeast getting the last bit of that massive winter storm that dumped snow, sleet, and ice across much of the southern and eastern part of the country. The storm halted air and road traffic in many parts of the United States and sent temperatures plunging. At least 30 people have died as a result of this storm. This is SRN News. Well, the center of global religious persecution is apparently shifting.
Open Doors US puts out an annual list of the places where it is most dangerous to be a Christian, and in decades past, it used to be the Middle East, plain and simple. But over the past 10 years or so, sub-Saharan Africa has become a growing problem. Checking the 2026 World Watch List reveals that 7 of the top 20 worst countries for Christians are in Africa versus 6 that are in the Middle East. Muslim terrorism is the problem in all of them. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts hailing the arrest of three people accused of invading a Minnesota church this month to protest the president's immigration policy. Doug Wardlow of True North Legal says the Department of Justice has acted by arresting those who coordinated and carried out this crime. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the DOJ pursuing a civil rights probe of the incident. This is SRN News. Oh, the Trump administration is chipping away at China's near monopoly on the rare earth minerals market.
The U.S. is taking a minority stake in an Oklahoma rare earth miner as it seeks to minimize its reliance on imports of a material used in smartphones, robotics, and electric vehicles, and many other high-tech products. China processes more than 90% of the world's critical minerals. USA Rare Earth says the Commerce Department is investing $1.6 billion in the company. Rich Thomason, Washington.
At the final bell, more green than red on Wall Street. The Dow was up 313 points. S&P 500 was ahead 34, and the NASDAQ climbed right at 100. Gold was briefly over the $5,000 mark. More details, srnnews.com.